This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Love costs money.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
You want to meet someone, you better be ready to shell out some cash. Mm. And even if you're not paying for dinner or drinks, there are other expenses that go into impressing the opposite sex. And because of that, our search for love has all of a sudden hit a dark spot.
So it's like drying up?
Yeah. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We, as human beings...
What are we doing?
...are too poor to date.
So we're bottom... It's like we hit the bottom?
I don't know if we've bottomed out. Let's not...
You ain't getting no bottom.
A recent study showed that over one half of single Americans say they are dating less due to economic concern.
Because you can't afford to go out.
That's exactly what it is. So Gen Z was actually hit the hardest when they broke it down by
and
generation.
Those are the punk ass, right?
That would be...
Young adults.
Younger adults.
Yeah.
Because Gen Alpha now, there are some over 21 years old.
Are they?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I believe so. So Gen Z, they were hit the hardest. Almost 6 in 10 Gen Zers say they are dating less on account of economics.
So are they just going to people's houses and banging on the couch?
I don't even know if that's happening because that's not free either.
No, it ain't.
But it's not what I meant.
Gen Z is 13 to 28.
All right. Oh, wow.
13?
Okay, so I was wrong about Gen Alpha. No. I'm sorry. Okay. So right off the bat, to the single folks listening, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, does this ring true for you? Are you finding that you are running out of money to date people?
Yeah, let's say you go out once a week, you date once a week. Mm. You can't afford to do it if it's going to cost you $100 just to go out for some base drinks. Mm-hmm. That's $400 a month.
Well, who dates? Who goes on one date a week? What are you?
It's
a reality show.
But you can't do two. How could you do two dates if it's going to cost you that much money?
It's funny because you would think people would be going on more dates just the way dating apps work. Like, you're probably meeting more people, which would lead to more dates. But if you can't afford the date, are you just not going on dates?
Well, so you're just going to hang out?
You're just hanging out?
You come over and touch?
Maybe.
Or you just staying home playing with yourself?
I mean, that's free. In every way possible.
It is.
A lot of shame when you're done. But
yeah.
I wonder if there are coffee dates are becoming more popular.
Say that again.
Like not traditional dates, but like let's go out for a cup of coffee or like
$7 are they throwing
at
you.
Really committing to a meal or anything expensive. It's more just an excuse to like meet up at a place.
Okay, but as a man, all right, we have a lot of time to get to this. Because I want to start off with the actual financials of
all
this.
Right.
And again, the phone number is 252-9263. What a date cost is different depending on what gender you are. Because, Tommy, if we do a checklist of what it costs a man to take a woman out, the biggest expense would be...
The alcohol.
Okay, I would say dinner.
No, the alcohol is going to cost you more than the dinner.
No, how much are you drinking? You drunk?
What if at dinner, what'd she think? You get 2 drinks, maybe?
Hey, you can get order off the kids' menu.
I would say most dates that I went on when I was dating, we were going out for 3 to 4 drinks.
Well, yeah,
because we were probably hanging out for a while.
But it's because you ate like a bitch. You couldn't eat spaghetti in front of her.
Well, no, I don't want to get it over my nice shirt. No, but you're not going to. Most dates. Are we talking a first date?
First
I have a girlfriend where we go out once a week.
First date, like I am meeting someone.
First date's going to be more expensive because you're trying to make a move.
Agreed. But I would always take some. I mean, most of the time it was dinner. Although I took my wife out for drinks and we ended up getting married.
Yeah, I mean, the first time I went out with somebody, usually you met them up for drinks.
No, I was most of the time it was dinner.
You're going to sit down and eat? All right.
Yeah, I mean, I was pulling out all the stops here.
I was pulling out the stops too, buddy. We got back to my place.
What? No, you weren't.
Oh, yeah.
I knew you. I saw what happened.
Wait, you were watching?
Yeah, through the window. I was hiding in your closet after I was house sitting for you. Is there an expense for men outside of dinner? Like, are guys going to get something new to wear, or are most men just riding with
Well, if you don't have the right outfit, you got to step it up a little bit.
Are there haircuts and pampering for guys that are going on first dates, or are we just combing our hair and running out the door?
Depends what age you are, probably.
Give me an example.
I think a younger guy is more concerned how he looks. I think older guys are like, it's wild, it's what it is. Good enough for my first two, boys.
All right, Kimmy, if we do an expense checklist for women going on a date, what does that cost you
cheap
guys?
Primping.
Does it cost you anything?
Like, I mean, I guess what...
what's a Brazilian
if deal? She's not... You're saying, like, if she's not splitting the bill or paying
for
dinner...
Yeah, if you're not paying for dinner, is there an expense for you, or most of you guys
I don't think I don't know if she's really going out to buy a new outfit.
She's got to clean it up.
What is
it? Clean it up.
Clean up what?
Got to wax that taint.
What? Okay.
Bro, you got to wax that taint.
Okay.
I don't want to see Willie Nelson down there, man. Clean it up.
But here's the thing with that kind of stuff. Unless this date is planned,
my taint again.
Okay.
Talk about the redhead.
Oh, well, I felt that pain around my taint again.
I don't want to be here anymore.
Okay.
I don't want to be here.
Like, yes, those expenses exist, but I would say those expenses exist just being a woman, not going on dates.
Oh, so daily maintenance.
They're regularly waxing their
taint. I
can't wait to wax that taint again.
I got a standing taint appointment.
Nail appointment, hair appointment. Like, that's all just stuff you schedule on your own.
All right, so the study has what they call the date sweet spot. Again, a recent study shows that over half Americans say they are dating less because they can't afford to go on dates. Right. Gen Z was the one that was hit the most. Over 60% say they are dating less. This study has what they call the date sweet spot. The cost, the majority of Americans agree a date budget should be.
So this is what I'm... Okay.
What they, you they should be spending.
So they have... For one date.
One date. Do you want to take a shot at the end of the night what the date should cost, what they thought?
I'm going to go $100 with tip.
Kimmy?
Yeah, I was going to say around 100.
So they say 50 to 100 bucks.
I don't know what dinner
really,
you get for 50 for
50
two
bucks,
people.
Man. Yeah, she's holding a tray.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, man. She's holding a tray.
Unless maybe you're doing like drinks and like an app or two. Maybe that's going to
No, you can't. You can't pull
$50.
Yeah,
even that's
bucks,
hard. Yeah.
No.
Unless you hit some kind of like ridiculous 4 or 5 o'clock happy hour, which most young people are still working.
Yeah.
You're not hitting those happy hours.
And you'd also look cheap as hell trying to take
her
to a happy hour.
We got to get there before 5.
Yeah, yeah. Only that wine.
So what I find the most interesting about this study, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. This is essentially people in this study admitting that they'd rather be lonely than spend money, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're too broke for companionship because it's not just the date that is going to set you back financially. Like, if you start hanging out with or actually getting in a relationship with someone, the money starts to add up. The future dates, obviously, but then you have gifts you have to throw in there.
Yeah.
You have outside obligations you are now a part of with that person that will cost you money. For example, there are a bunch of people who started dating in the last 12 months that will be taking their first out-of-town trip to meet family for the holidays
for the first time. That's a fortune.
Over the next 6 weeks.
So how do you get creative then on a date if you still want to be in the game? I mean, are these guys going to go, hey, man, you want to split this? Go Dutch?
But you're already putting yourself behind the eight ball there.
Right.
Because there will always be guys that have money.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, just because you're broke doesn't mean everybody's broke.
I understand.
There will always be those guys that pull out all the stops, as you said.
Yeah.
So you have to consider them when you make a decision. I don't know what you
do. So you got to get creative.
How though?
You got to be so creative and also not make it look cheap, which is almost impossible.
Like a picnic, but even still, well, you got to go buy food.
Well, let's say you're dating right now. You're going on. You bring in an ice pick.
Yeah. Well, or
an ice picnic.
Yeah.
Right? That's gonna hurt her.
Anything involving food, even if you're cooking her dinner, it's not gonna be cheap.
But you can pull that move once.
Yeah.
Cooking her, unless you know how to cook.
Yeah.
Right, and most guys are gonna go base on cooking.
I had a great trick when I was really busted.
You know what?
A great trick for cooking when I was really busted.
Somebody else showed up for you?
So I would buy everything pre-made. Like, I would make like linguine.
Yeah.
But I would buy like the sauce for like, you know, 50 cents, the pasta for like 50 cents, like garlic bread. But I would throw it out and chuck the garbage in the garbage
can. Oh, so it made it look like
Alfredo.
Yes. And then I would like make the kitchen look like there was like, you know, ingredients.
Yeah.
And be like, I made this off
the bread. So you stage it.
It worked every effing time.
Okay. It looked like you put in the effort.
But I mean, and these women were like, oh my God, this is so amazing. Just like Mama Celeste.
but I guess, like, but like, You can't invite her over for a home-cooked meal on a first date. Because she's thinking you're just trying to get into her pants.
Yeah, well, and I guess I would date. Also, not knowing you before, I might be a little hesitant
right,
to
you
go
don't
to your
yeah.
house.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, you're
unless
wanna...
I knew you already.
No, but let's say it's a first date.
Right.
You're going to want to be in public.
Right. If I'm just meeting you, if I met you on an app or something.
Right.
A dating app, a dating site.
She's not going over to your house.
I'd be a little hesitant.
For your 50-cent sauce.
We got a...
And your busted sauce.
I mean, to your point, these are... Women that I knew as new, and then it's we're gonna try this dating thing. Troy writes us on Instagram, Duffy NWCMF. Dating is not expensive. Take a girl out for some Zweigel's hot dogs. It's cheap, and every girl loves a juicy hot dog. That's a man who'll be divorced soon.
Yeah,
you're gonna find out that's not the case, Troy.
You want to make out with some chick after you just scarfed out a hot dog?
Oh, I'd be okay if it's a Zweigel's. Yeah, I'm making out and I get to taste Zweigel's
second time. Do not want to taste.
What, like after a ball game?
Yeah.
Who's making out after a wedding? Wow, it's a hell of a wedding. Look what's going on over those days. Everybody's making out. But Lasorda's not having it. He's coming out.
Oh, my God. Now they're making out with Lasorda. It's a thruple Lasorda situation.
He just dropped his Jack Daniels on his pants.
Bill writes us. After my divorce, I tried dating apps, went on a few dates. I found that some of these women were just in it for the free meal and were not shy about ordering, and more often than not, they were using an outdated profile picture. After about three of these, I would just meet them out for coffee. All right, but did it work, Bill? Did you eventually find somebody?
I know somebody right now in the dating world, and I think he does a lot of coffee dates.
Yeah, but is he getting any action?
If he does a lot of coffee dates, he's not meeting someone who wants to hang around.
So, it's a good intro, I guess, into just seeing who this person is.
Is he good looking?
Yeah.
Yeah, that helps.
And
my bug ass showing up early.
But anyway, I also think the coffee date is one of those dates where it's also easy for either of them to bail if they're not feeling it.
Fair enough.
Less commitment.
All right, well, I mean, look, I think there's an easy question you can ask up front to find out how much money you have to put into this date.
All right.
What's your taint situation?
Oh, yeah.
How much taint maintenance, or as I like to call it, taintenance, did you do? Because if you went all out, now I got to buy dinner.
Yes.
I mean, look, there is a simple way out of this, to your point, Kimmy.
Yeah.
If we as a society decided that we were not going to spend a ton of money on first dates anymore, simply agree that a walk through a park or a cup of coffee or just hanging out and talking somewhere was socially acceptable, all of the pressure is off.
But the bar has been set too high back when everything was affordable.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, as I was thinking back to when my parents started dating, pre-World War II, and nobody had any money, nobody had any expectations. So anything you did was fun.
Well, you're describing courting.
Right.
Walking down the street and having a conversation.
But you didn't have anything, so everything was new, fresh, and fun. Mm-hmm. But now we've set the bar so high when things were good, we're working our way backwards, so that's why it kind of sucks.
But we're also responsible for that, and I.
Yeah, we all got spoiled.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
We were spoiling them. I know. Wow, I get to pay for two dinners.
Yes.
This dinner could have been a solo dinner. I could have brought my headphones and listened to music. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Folks have been waiting on hold patiently. Let's talk to Frank. He doesn't like this study at all. He's on CMF.
Lonely Frank.
Hey, Frank, what's up?
Hey, guys, how you doing this morning?
Hey, what's up, Frankie? How are you?
Good. I'm on my way to the hospital to see my oncologist.
All right, fun Thursday for Frank.
Yeah.
But anyway, look, years ago, this is the late 70s, early 80s, I used to go to the Elmwood Distillery all the time, and I'd meet a girl that night. That night, and I'd just be myself, no lines, no anything. And I swear to God, I'm not saying this just to be a smartass, as I lived right on Elmwood Avenue.
Yeah.
I'd take the girl home that night and fool around, and then I'd ask her to come to dinner next week at my place, and I would make a really nice dinner, play some really nice music. A lot of Steely Dan, Rita Coolidge, Linda Ronstadt, a whole bit, just some mellow stuff. Gino Vanelli, you ever hear of that guy?
He's
wonderful to listen to.
Great to finger blast somebody, too.
I'd usually make...
I feel like finger blasting.
Oh, going to blast the night away.
I had a couple of different things that I'd make. Like chicken Kiev I'd make.
Okay.
I'd have a whole mess of different items that I'd make. I told you the hat.
These chicks left fat.
And the dishwasher and all that stuff. And I'd meet the girl. And it was just, it was no problem, no anything, just mellowness.
Just fill them full of sodium.
What I think today so many people miss.
Just being mellow. Just being mellow.
Gotta mellow out, man.
And finger blasting to Linda Ronstadt. It's so easy to blast your tape. Sorry.
Yeah, but you just gotta be yourself.
All right.
And be mellow.
I've met myself.
Things.
Myself sucks.
Well, no, look, Frank's advice here is good. He's a man. He's been around. He's seen a thing or two. Sure. I mean, this is wisdom that he's dropping on you.
Be yourself.
All right, hey, Frank. Yes. Frank, I got. I'm running late. I gotta go. But when you go to the oncologist today, make sure they check your taint. All right. Make sure they check your taint.
All right. I'm good. I'm fine. I had blood work done the other day, and I'm doing good. But yeah, you just gotta, for guys that are out there now in the dating scene, just be your freaking self with no
be
lines
yourself.
Of anything.
All right.
And you'll make out fine.
All right, Frank. You know, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Glad you're feeling good, doing good. Mm. There's a reason
Frank
to call
is like a train that can't be stopped.
Yeah.
We will not derail.
We don't call a rambling Frank for nothing. I do want to, we've been hearing from a lot of dudes.
Yeah. Right. What the ladies say?
Lisa writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. Again, a new study that says one half Americans say they are dating less because they can't afford it.
Yeah.
Gen Z, the one hit the hardest. Over 60% of Gen Zers say they are going on fewer dates because of cost. Lisa writes, all you have to do is agree on a low-budget first date when you meet someone at first.
Oh, hey, I'd like to meet you and date. Let's talk about low price.
I mean, I don't want to be the first one to bring that
no,
up.
No, it's not going to work, man.
But,
she doesn't want to hear that.
If she's the same age as you, she might have the same expectation. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like she's being wined and dined by anybody her age.
Yeah, but if you don't wine and you don't dine.
You ain't getting no... Hairless Dane. You're going to be struggling through a debris field down there.
I do want to read the rest of this. Lisa goes on. Once we spend $20, we're not spending any more money on this date. What's $20? What's $20?
Wait.
She
for
says,
what?
She says $20.
That could be a coffee date.
Two ice creams?
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
Well, but ice cream date sucks because that's done in 5 minutes because it melts.
Or what's going on an ice cream date?
I would actually love to go on an ice cream
date. It's like speed dating.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, ice cream's done. See you later.
And you each get to see how well you use the other's tongue.
Okay, yeah, you can watch your liquor cone.
Right. No, I was thinking more for me. Just do it. You like that?
And date's over.
You like that?
I'm no longer hungry for this ice cream. I'm done.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Going over to Frank's apartment.
What do you think he's doing over there?
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
This story will go one of two ways.
Whatever.
It could be another tale of a powerful official scamming the hell out of a community and betraying the trust of people that they're supposed to serve.
Mm.
This could also be someone that took advantage of a mistake, not understanding how bad things would get if they did it.
Mm.
But intent does not change law, Tommy.
Okay.
And when you are the chief of police, any charges you're facing.
Yeah, it's a big job.
Yeah, not good. Mm. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Let's take a trip down the thruway.
All right, where are we going?
We're going to Hoosick Falls, New York.
Hoosick.
I have never heard of that town.
Nor have I, but I'm sure we've done. Hoosick Falls. I'm sure we've done comedy in this
town. Yeah, we must have got run out of it.
40-year-old John Hudson is the chief of police of Hoosick Falls.
Okay.
Or should I say, was chief of police.
So he's no longer.
He was arrested. charged with stealing from the town in what is either a bizarre scam or a massive misunderstanding.
Like an oversight.
Yeah.
All right.
The chief of police, who turned himself in this week, is accused of spending around $1,200 of the village's money to put new tires on his car.
The squad car or his car?
No, his personal car.
Okay. I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Okay. So, but this guy lost his job.
For $1,200 worth of rubber.
Oh, yeah, those are the accusations, right? But the charges may not be what they seem. Because we always try and be a fair show.
All right.
So, according to authorities, the tires were purchased through the village for the village's rescue squad.
Wait. But they're on his car.
Hold on. The tires were sent to the headquarters, but the tires were not the correct size for any of the vehicles that the squad had.
Mm.
That's when the chief of police took them home and put them on his car.
Okay.
So if the allegations are true, the way I see it, there are one of two explanations. Are you ready? One, this chief wanted new tires for his car.
Mm.
He bought the tires his car needed, made it look like they were for a town vehicle, and then swiped them.
Right.
That's what we all imagine to begin with. Or there is also a chance, if the allegations are true, this was either a mistake that was made where they got the wrong size tires for these vehicles.
Okay.
They just happened to be tires that fit his car. And he decided, well,
it's a miracle.
They're not going to get used here. I'll take them home.
From the tire god.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you believe the second explanation was possible?
No. Buying that job.
No?
Come on.
No?
What are the odds that, first of all, like, the tires fit your car? You need new tires.
Well, I mean, it's not most tires are pretty standard.
And you didn't pay for the tires.
Well, okay, that's a problem.
Right?
That's a problem. That is a problem.
So it's almost like you're trying to, like, you know, fence these tires back to you. You know what I mean?
If he didn't order them on purpose.
Yeah.
Let's say it was an accident. It was just like those tires were laying around. They weren't going to fit anything else. They fit his car. Would this make it less of a crime in your eyes?
Well, it wasn't. I mean, it doesn't like he tapped the till, went down and bought the tires and tried to cover it up. He didn't steal money to buy the tires. He just cut that part out and put tires on his car. But
well, why let these tires go to waste?
Well, let's say in a hypothetical situation, Kimmy, that was the case.
Okay, yeah, it was a mistake.
Now, it would still be a crime, but would it be less of a crime in your eyes?
Yeah, because you didn't intend for it to work out this way.
And here's the other thing. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Can you return tires?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, so let's walk through this.
I honestly don't know.
The tires were delivered to the town.
Yep.
They didn't fit that vehicle.
Don't fit the town vehicle.
He took the tires home and put them on his car.
Yeah.
Do you know how to do that?
No.
Neither do I.
No.
Which means you have to have equipment at your house to be able to put tires on your car.
Or you just take them to like a place that'll do it for you.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound like that's what he did.
Well, we don't know. We don't have any information about
that. Because
that's
a lot of floating around tires. It sounds like he knows how to. It sounds like it's the first.
The only reason I present that second potential explanation, right? It seems really, really stupid.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For a chief
and
of
obvious.
Police. Yes.
Yeah.
To blow up his career and the benefits that would come with it when it was over for a set of new tires, right?
Yeah.
Like, we've seen police scandal in the greater Rochester area. We just watched multiple police officers accused of running a drug ring.
Right.
We've seen chiefs of police use their power to try and cover up drinking and driving charges. We've seen chiefs of police lose their gun and have it end up at a crime scene. And they're like, well, shucks, don't know where that went. Like, that's serious stuff.
Right.
A chief of police ordering himself tires on the town's dime is laughable compared to what we've seen in the past.
Yeah, it is.
No?
Oh, it is.
I mean,
you blew up your career for $1,200.
And that's why I find it hard to believe that this man would be so stupid to straight up order himself tires, not cover his tracks, no pun intended, and lose his job.
Well, maybe he thought he could just argue, well, it was a mistake, so these are my tires now.
Like, I want there to be another
explanation. Maybe he thought it was so minor that nobody was going to care or say anything.
But, I mean, it's not, you know, Kimmy, you know, big, small, whatever. It's still a massive violation.
But here's the thing. The town still allowed a set of tires for that vehicle.
Yeah.
So on top of all that, they still got to go buy another set of tires.
Right. Now, the story,
that he didn't reimburse them for.
Now, the story did say after he was arrested, I don't know if it was after he was arrested or before, he did pay for the tires.
Right.
But it was only after he put the tires on his car. And
somebody caught it.
Well, if the allegations are true.
All right.
252 WCMF again. We're talking about this chief of police in Hoosick Falls, New York.
Mm.
A set of tires was ordered for the town. He took those tires, brought them home, put him on his own car. He was arrested for the $1,200-some-odd that he allegedly stole from the town. And he lost his job as the chief of police. And like I was saying before, I want there to be another explanation simply because I do not want to believe someone could be so stupid as to lose a position of power like this.
Mm.
Like, if you're going to get busted betraying the public trust as the chief of police, at least make it worth it.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm at the point now where we've covered so many of these town scandals, they become so frequent. That's how low my bar is.
Yeah.
If you're going to do something illegal, at least make it worth what the punishment's going to be.
Yeah, impress me.
Yeah, right? All right?
Go for it.
Like, how little does the chief of Hoosick Falls make where he can't swing $1,200 for a set of tires?
Yeah, that's true. Or unless he has, is it one of these small towns that he has like a regular job and he's the chief of police?
Okay, so here's the problem.
It's like everything's part-time because it's so small?
Much like Pittsford, there are two Hoosick Falls. There is the village of Hoosick Falls, which has about 3,000 people.
Mm.
And there is the town of Hoosick Falls, which has about 7,000 people. So I don't know if they have a village or a town police department, but even the tiniest places we've seen.
Yeah. I would think like that job is a full-time gig.
Do we want to Google? Can we Google what the chief of police of Hoosick Falls makes?
Okay.
It's got to be at least six figures.
Why? No.
Yeah.
$100,000.
I don't know.
There's only 3,000 people.
And that's less than a dollar per person.
Yeah. All right.
Wait, no, it's not.
Because he had to go to the academy. I mean, he had to go through the process to become a cop.
Yeah. So why would you take a job of chief of police in Hoosick Falls if you're not making the money? He's in his 40s. This ain't some like old timer who's also working at the post office.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you could get a job as a police officer in any other town that would pay you more. Although, I guess when you get caught stealing $1,200 worth of tires, allegedly, maybe someone else isn't hiring.
Maybe so.
They saw something coming down the line. While Kimmy is looking up what the chief of Hoosick Falls makes, is this a crime, Tommy, where he lives is so small he has to leave town?
I would think. You said it was only
3,000 people in the village, 7,000 people in the
town. So you're talking a total community of 10,000 people?
No. The total community is 7,000. The village is... Wait, no, maybe you're right. So that would make it around the size of Honeyway Falls.
Yeah, I think I would get out of town. But that's easier said than done, too.
But it's...
You can't afford tires. How are you getting out of town?
Yeah, you don't even have tires to get out of town. Yeah. But, I mean, it's not a heinous crime.
No, but it's an embarrassing... It's a... What makes it bad is... It's such a petty crime, everybody can light you up for it and laugh at you.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But I mean...
There's no horror story here, man.
But
you're just the butt of every joke.
But they're not going to like shield their children from you and scream at you in the street.
No, the kids might even light you up.
So you wouldn't be able to take that? You would have to leave town.
I guess most guys, would after they get pantsed like that,
okay,
especially in a position like that of authority, you got to split. Or just go... Find some job where you don't have to deal with people.
Kimmy, if you were busted for this crime in a town of 7,000 people, would you feel the need to have to leave town forever?
Yeah, I mean, if I could, I would. You know, I would. It's going to be tough for your reputation to recover at that point.
Have we found out?
No matter what you do.
Have we found out what the chief of Hoosick
Falls
makes?
It says the information is not publicly available.
How is that possible? It's a government job.
Right.
I don't know. I'm
big cover up going on down there. What's it called?
Hoosick Falls.
Hoosick?
Hoosick. Hoosick.
Wait, who is sick? Hoosick? Well, I'm trying to the word association.
I guess like that. Hoosick. We're never going to talk about Hoosick Falls ever
again. There's going to be more problems.
Unless more tires go missing.
Yeah.
252
Tire Gate.
252 to be safe. No, if they had a tire gate, he wouldn't have been able to steal the tires. Steve's on CMF. Hey, Steve, how are you, buddy? Steve?
Yo. Hey, how you doing?
Good, Steve. What do you got?
So I don't think the guy's stupid. I think he's just plain arrogant. I mean, first off, why is the chief of police ordering tires for any vehicle? They have a highway maintenance department.
Well, no. To be fair, to be clear, I don't know if he was the one that ordered the vehicles, which led to my second theory. They were just lying around, no one could use them.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I'll just take these home then. That's how they talk in Hoosick Falls.
Like that?
Well, I'll just take these home.
I just think he's plain arrogant, and I wouldn't be surprised if this has happened before with him or something else.
You're saying there could be another set of tires unaccounted for? You know what that would make this?
What's that?
Tiregate. Man, Steve's a barrel.
Great sense of
humor. Oh, he's
hey,
good.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I'd like to call the fun show.
This is the way things work.
Serious town tire talk. Mike, he gets it, although his joke sucks. He writes on Instagram. Maybe he thought it was time to retire.
Oh, no.
I hate Mike more than I hate Steve, and Steve's call sucked. That sucked hard.
I think Steve gave a fake name and then forgot his fake name.
If you're going to give us a fake name.
Hold on to it.
Yes, thank you.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Bills, Texans, live tonight on CMF in prime time.
Wow.
That's right. If you want to watch the game.
Yeah, where do I go?
You can do it with everyone's favorite member of the break room.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan Duffy.
Ryan Duffy, the big rising star in the break
room. Oh, big is definitely that.
Big and rising.
Big and Ryan. He will be live at the Bill Gray's Tap Room tonight. Fantastic food, as long as you get there before he does. Delicious drinks.
Mm.
And Ryan.
Mm.
Go enjoy the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Li with Ryan and the CMF crew tonight. With your friends from CMF. The Bills are 7-3. A win tonight goes a long way to making everyone feel a lot more comfortable.
Yeah.
But like we said this morning, those short weeks on the road, it does not matter how they look as long as they get the win and get the hell out of it.
All right.
What sucks for Tommy's picks this week is he knows literally nothing about the Houston Texans. He can't name a single player nor the coach that will be playing tonight in Houston. But despite that... His confidence is through
the
roof.
Who knows who that goddamn coach is?
We've played him multiple times.
I don't know. Who is he?
No, I'm blanking.
Ah!
He played the NFL. He played for the Texans.
Oh, really?
Yes, he did.
Wow. Earl Campbell?
Earl Campbell, who played for the Houston Texans.
Well, the Oilers, which is now the Texans.
No, the Oilers are now the
and
Titans.
And always be the Oilers
the
to
Oilers
me.
The Oilers are the Titans now.
Not to me, son.
Okay. There are several football experts who want to tell you, who will tell you what you want to hear, but only one sweater-laden man.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Over under.
Oh, okay. Over under. Okay, interesting.
2.5 total touchdowns for Josh Allen.
Wait, he only has to get 2 touchdowns?
2.5 total touchdowns.
He was a machine last week.
He is coming off one of the best games of his career.
And he set a record.
He tied his own record and Otto Graham's record.
Yeah.
6 total touchdowns against Tampa. He also has gone over 2.5 total touchdowns against Carolina and Kansas City. But there's a reason why this is a pick, Tommy.
Mm.
The Texans might be the best defense in the NFL. And they are fantastic at keeping quarterbacks from throwing touchdowns.
Yeah, but didn't like Baltimore have like unbelievable defense and he tore him up in the end?
Well, yeah, but it took him until
in the end.
Yeah, I mean,
well, somebody told me it doesn't matter how it looks tonight, he could do it on the last play by the skin of his ass. Get that win and get on out.
I also said 5 field goals if they kick 4. You do what is that?
I don't know.
Get on like out multiple. Of Houston, so with a big old win. Listen, yes, I'm taking.
No, it. You want to listen to what I'm going to tell you because you're going to
wait for the information so you don't yell at us later.
No, I'm listening. Go ahead. Houston has the best defense in the league.
Might have the best defense in the NFL. This season so far, they have only given up 11 total touchdown passes.
Which tells me they're due. And you told me that some of these teams they're playing are suspect, weak, and pathetic.
Yeah, no, I mean,
slipshod and lackadaisical.
It is possible the defenses look good because the level of competition has not been great for the Houston Texans. It's also possible their defense is good.
Yeah, but isn't this the time of the year where people start figuring things out?
Maybe, but let's keep in mind when it comes to figuring things out, as rough, as many spare parts as you had catching balls for you last week, it may be even worse this week. Curtis Samuel, wide receiver, will not go. He's got a neck and ankle injury or something
that. Am I going to hear names I've never heard before on this team?
Well, yeah, you mean every week? Mecole Hardman signing from last week, well, returner, he will not be going. He will not be playing wide receiver. There is word now, the same guy who reported first last week that Keon Coleman would not dress is once again claiming inside information that Keon Coleman will not dress again tonight.
But we don't know if that's true.
We do not know if that's true yet. We will find out.
It could be jive.
2 hours before game time. Tommy.
Yes.
Over under 2.5 total touchdowns for Josh Allen.
He's got to bang out 3 total. Come on, Joshy boy. You gave us hell of a show last week. Let's keep it going.
No, but you said it yourself.
Let's get them wins and get the hell out.
You literally said you can't rely on Josh. Stop. Why are you pointing like that?
You said get out of Houston.
Okay. So you think he's going to follow up his 6 touchdown day?
Oh, I don't know if he's going to follow up that, but
no,
he better at least,
I mean,
he better at least get a 3 banger.
3 touchdowns in a game is insane.
I also want to point out him handing the ball off does not count as his
touchdown. It should.
No, it shouldn't, stupid.
It should.
I know. We just have to clarify that.
I know. Either he throws the ball, he runs it in.
Yes.
All right, to be clear, you are over.
What if your mother was not back?
2.5 total touchdowns.
That would be banging about
it. Josh Allen.
Doing it dog style, so they can both watch the game.
Our second pick.
Right.
Over, under.
Oh, over and under. Yeah.
1.5 sacks for the Bills defense tonight. The Texans are right in the middle of the NFL as far as sacks given up go. They are 18th in the league at 25 so far this season. But they gave up 4 sacks last week to a bad Titans team.
Okay.
And they are playing with backup quarterback Davis Mills. C.J. Stroud still recovering from a concussion. He will not go tonight.
That's the kid with the big neck?
Yeah, Davis Mills, big old neck.
Well, they're going to wring that neck like a damn dead chicken, son.
The Bills, however.
You got a Houston dead chicken on the field.
Bills,
however. That ain't no Chick-fil-A.
God damn it.
God damn it, son. I told you to watch your damn neck, boy.
The Bills, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Have gone cold.
What are you talking to her for? My
I'm done with you. I want to go home.
She ain't picking up
picking. I want to go home.
I'm using my Texas voice.
Yeah, that Texas voice is on a run right now.
The Bills have gone cold in the sack department. They got to Patrick Mahomes 3 times.
She got cold sacks.
She's red hot. She a red hot Texas mama down there, I hear.
Against Kansas City.
Grits and
shut up! Against Kansas City,
they
sack Mahomes 3 times.
Yeah. He's tough to get down.
Since that game, the last 2 games, they have 1 sack total.
Yeah.
2 weeks, 1 sack. And that's the big reason they've given up 30 points in back-to-back weeks. Can the Bills see something on tape that cost the Texans 4 sacks last week, or is this Bills pass rush shot with all the injuries?
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like Houston has a very good offense.
But it doesn't mean that they can't. So neither do Miami. They have not sacked Tua Tagovailoa once this season in 2 games.
Right.
Over, under, 1.5 sacks for the Bills defense.
So you got to get 2 lousy sacks.
They have had 1 sack in 2 weeks.
So they're hungry. They're sack hungry.
Oh, much like you on a Saturday night?
I got one. Let me drink my little soda.
Oh, you know that hurt him too. They're gonna react. You know you're gonna.
Tony's a little sack chugger.
Oh my god! Over under 1.5 sacks for the Bills defense.
Yeah, they're gonna get to this kid. Okay. This neck kid.
Okay, what's his name? We've said it 5 times in this break.
Redneck Tony.
Okay, Redneck Tony, the most Southern Italian you ever met in your
life. Oh yeah, he's slippery.
It's a Tommy tells it like it is Thursday. He must have had a candy bar before this break or something. He's all over
water,
the place.
Water, just had my grapefruit.
Tommy is over. There it is.
Yep.
2.5 total touchdowns for Josh Allen tonight. He is over 1.5 sacks for the Bills defense. Are you ready for your third pick?
Yes.
Over, under.
Over or under. Got it.
Okay. 1.5 a touchdown for the Angel Gabriel Davis.
Oh, that's your boy.
Yep. Hell of a season debut last week. 3 catches, 40 yards, all of them mattered, and he had not played football in over a calendar year.
He's got to step up or keep stepping up.
Kimmy, he was a drop away from getting his first touchdown of the year. It hit him right in the chest on that slant. It should. He should have had it.
Yeah.
So Keon in the doghouse. We don't know if he dresses tonight. Like we said, Mecole Hardman already banged up. Curtis Samuel is not going to go. And watching Josh and Gabe play and interact with each other on the sideline last week, it is very obvious.
Besties.
They trust each other.
And it's all about trust in this league, right? Well, who do you trust?
For this team.
What dog you going to feed today, son?
Does Gabe get his first touchdown of the season tonight, or was how he looked on Sunday a flash in the pan over under 1/2 a touchdown for Bills wide receiver Gabe Davis?
Well, do you feed the dog you trust or the dog you don't trust?
Everything about you and your face.
You gotta feed that dog. It's going to hunt for you, going to bring you back that bird. I say he's in. He's going to get himself a good touchdown. Texas-style touchdown.
What's a Texas-style touchdown?
Comes with ribs and two sides and a Coca-Cola, medium size.
Not a Pepsi-Cola?
Not a Pepsi-Cola and no giant size, just medium size Coca-Cola.
So to be clear.
To be clear.
You are over.
Let's be clear here.
One half a touchdown for Gabe Davis.
Yeah.
Okay.
You should feel good about that.
No, because every time you pick the Bills to do well, they fall on their face. Everyone is, bro, like our audience.
But I'm using my Texas voice. Was very lucky.
Our audience will come for you if things do not go well tonight. And now I'm scared about what's about to happen.
They already came for Ryan and his animal costumes. You might be next.
The Bills can get in a nice groove with a win tonight. And you've got a mini bye to heal up whatever is ailing you after this game is over. Right now, the Bills are 5.5-point favorites on a short week on the road, which is insane.
So that means this Houston team sucks. They ain't no damn good.
They've won their last.
They ain't no damn good.
If the Bills on a short week on the road are getting 5 points, that tells me
5.5.
The smart money is going with Buffalo.
They were also double-digit favorites at home twice and did not cover those games.
And they still, with all that, are 5 points road favorite. So,
yes, the Texans are playing with a backup quarterback, but Davis Mills has won the last two games that he's played.
He's undefeated. Sold on his Mills neck, kid. His neck is long.
Tommy, do the Bills win? And if so, is it by 6 points or more?
You're so confident.
Okay, well, I do think that they're going to win.
All right. Short week. Short, come on, guys.
Against
a team that has won two straight. And they are desperate. This is a desperate Texas team. They are 500. They need to keep winning.
They got to keep that machine going down in Texas. We all know what happens when Yankees go down to Texas. We're going to set the record straight this time, son.
I thought we set the record pretty straight last time.
I'm talking about JFK.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wrong city.
What's your pick?
God damn
it. I'm getting to it.
I know. You're taking a long
time. I'm taking.
By the time he's done, it's kickoff.
The Bills are going to win this game.
Okay, so they're going to win the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now what's farther afield? No,
nobody asked you that.
You're talking about points?
Nobody asked you about points. We're done here.
All right. Okay, fine. I had other things to say, but apparently, you know, I thought this was my time to shine here, but apparently not.
What else you want to say?
So I think they're going to cover.
They will score. They will win by at least 6 points. Okay,
yeah. But I guess after that, would there be anything more?
I don't know.
Would it be a Texas-style blowout? I'm going to say it's going to be a Houston big old hoedown without your mama there. It's going to be a Louisiana hayride style.
Shut up!
Houston style.
You picked the second most popular syndicated country radio show?
It hasn't been around for like 50 years.
God, you're the worst. What? Bro, it's a short week on the road, down two more receivers, and you got them blowing out the Texans.
Oh, yeah.
Who might have the best defense in the NFL?
Somebody said suspect.
Nobody said suspect.
Yeah, you said they haven't played nobody.
No, I didn't say that. I said that some of the opponents may have padded the numbers for the defense, but it doesn't mean they're bad.
I stand behind my pick, son.
Okay.
Me and the ghost of Toby Keith.
Too soon, man.
And we're going to put a boot you know where on them boys.
To recap Tommy's picks, he is over 2.5 touchdowns total.
In case you like fell asleep.
For Josh Allen with that sweet southern voice of his. He is over 1.5 sacks for the Bills defense tonight. He is over a half a touchdown catch for Gabe Davis. He has the Bills winning. He has him covering the 6 points, and he has him winning in a blowout, and that's that.
Yeah.
We will have our boy.
Wow, what a show it's going to be tonight, huh?
From Mike Danger, from 95.7 The Fan, the sports bar, Mike Danger, just after 9 o'clock, and from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast.
Doing double duty tonight.
That's right. He will also be at the Bill Grace Tap Room. Ryan Duffy.
Ryan Duffy.
Just after 9, here in the break room on C.
Not so fast, WCMF buddy. Mm. There's going to be a record set tonight.
What's that record?
It ain't going to be set in Houston, son. But it's going to be connected to that ball game. I say at the end of this game, there is a new record set of Bill Grace for the most wings eaten. I say, Ryan, double chin Duffy. Slobbers down at least 50 of them delicious, succulent
50.
Wings.
50
wow.
wings. Look,
50 wings. He's going to be his own wing bowl tonight.
I've watched
Ryan. He is the dog we're going to feed tonight. We're going to feed that Duffy dog tonight. Out there and chow while you lie.
I've watched Ryan pound chow. I've watched.
Don't
him,
let me down, Ryan.
I've watched him put a full McChicken sandwich in between a double cheeseburger and eat that. I've watched him eat an entire Stouffer's family lasagna by himself.
He's got this.
I don't think he's got 50 wings.
How long would it take him to eat 50 wings, do you think? Do you think he could spread out over 2 hours?
Easy.
I think he's going to puke before you get to 50.
Oh.
I've seen guys eat. I told you, I watched fat guys eat 50 wings.
And one of the guy's fake eyes fell out.
Oh, yeah, too. Sure.
All right, so your bonus pick is my brother Ryan, well, at Bill Grace tonight.
He's the dog we're going to feed tonight.
Eats 50 chickens.
And if you're there, you want to buy him a plate of wings, folks, and you want to feed my cause, man.
Feed Tommy's picks?
Yeah. For less than a dollar a wing, you can feed old Ryan Duffy.
Danger and Ryan, just after 9 o'clock, to recap these picks here on a Football Thursday on CMS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.